them and mail them back. I know.
Dominique.
What's going on, Tom, Siv, and Jay?
How was the Mike Epps?
Oh, it was great.
Concert over the weekend.
I got to give a shout out all to the great people of Cleveland and Milwaukee. They were off the chain. It was awesome. It was great. We had a good time.
They won't get over that LeBron thing, will they?
Oh, no. They're still hating.
Yeah.
Oh, you say LeBron. like, that is not a good word.
Last time I was in Cleveland, they like the Chicago Bulls right now. Last time I was in Cleveland, I said something about LeBron. I was,
no, Lord. No, they don't like him.
They don't like, oh, my God.
They let it go.
They cannot let it go.
They're not going to let it go.
In Cleveland, they're not going to let it go.
No, you say LeBron, J, man, later for you. No. I mean, it's nothing like, you know, he moved on. It ain't none of that. It's all demise. They were so happy with Chicago. I was happy with Chicago, too. They the only ones played the Heat the way you got to play the Heat. And LeBron complaining about hard fouls. What you supposed to do, Tom, when you got a tight end from the NFL playing in the NBA? Foul him like a football player. I mean, I said Thibodeau got that right. I mean, Kurt Heinrich said, I'm taking you down. And he going to complain about it, but it worked. You put that physical nature on them, and it's a problem. I was happy for them.
You heard about the Powerball winner in New Jersey?
Yeah, I did.
From the Dominican Republic, the guy won $338 million, and after taxes, I think he got $150 million, and he said he was going to pay the rent. He was going to pay everybody's rent on his block.
Papa, slow down, Papa. He went too fast, Tom. I think he was just saying that like he felt good. You know how you have a moment when you feel good?
You get rent.
Yeah, you can't say that on national TV in New Jersey. You got to be kidding me. First of all, he said his neighborhood, a neighborhood in New Jersey can be 100 blocks. That's what 150 million right there.
Then he said he's setting himself up.
He need to put himself in the Witness Protection Program. He gonna mess around, get kidnapped in the bricks like that. What are you talking about? You giving money out. Gonna get shaked down by the mafia. Everybody gonna want a piece of the money in New Jersey. It's a good gesture, but he should have just knocked on his neighbor's door. You can't just come out. And I'm paying everybody. Come on, Pop. You can't do that, Pedro. Pedro went too far. I mean, he giving away more than FEMA and the Salvation Army. And they got government funded. I said, Pedro, calm down.
Yeah, just a box of Girl Scout cookies would do, you know.
I mean, really. I said, you going to Pedro, he giving his money away. He going next year. Jay, he going to be on Dateline NBC talking about how he got a dollar left. I got $1 left. I ain't got, yeah, I might got 50 cents to go. I got about $1.50. It's a good thing, but you can't come
you can't
on TV
like
and
that.
Say that.
Nope.
All right, here's a couple. Reggie Wade and Monique McMillan Wade, they got married in the presence of a dead body. Yes, they got married at their uncle's funeral, their slain uncle's funeral.
Yeah, that's where the word ratchet came from. I understood, you know, where they were coming from, and I felt them. But come on now, memories of your wedding got a corpse in it. Them not good pictures right there. And I know it's sad that the uncle passed away, but that's what happened. I'm not getting married. You gonna put death on your wedding day like that?
Well, he was supposed to walk her down the aisle, right?
He was supposed to walk her down there.
And so that was the way to pay homage to him.
But it took a turn.
Yeah.
It couldn't work like that. It wasn't no more men in the family that could stand for the uncle that day. I said, these not going to be good wedding memories right here. And what was the rush? They've been together for 8 years already.
He probably got three kids. He probably thought if he suggested it, she's like, you must be crazy. I'm not marrying you in the presence of all, you know, my family for the funeral. Okay, I offered.
I don't know if you don't see why the uncle dying is a sign, but
I'm with you on that, Jay. Something wrong with that. The uncle's sitting up there. You got a casket up there. He's giving you away in the casket.
That's a sign from God right there.
And the pastor should have said something about that. He should have said, nah, we can't do this here. Just walk out there in the casket in the wedding pit. That ain't no good look right there. They might not make it. The 8 years was probably all with it. I mean, somebody else could have gave him away. He ain't after the uncle. I know he didn't make it. I feel you, Sid, but come on now. That just wasn't no good look right there. I said at the funeral, I said, the marriage already might struggle. Marriage hard anyway. Then you going to do it at a funeral. You won't start a new life with death. That's just not how you do that.
Or as Jay would say.
All right, Dominique, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay, talk to y'all Wednesday. Later, Dominique.